Thank you and good afternoon. Delnor County Sheriff's deputies responded to a vehicle accident near the Smith River area around 8:30 this morning. The driver lost control of the vehicle with two passengers inside, and the vehicle left the roadway, trapping everyone inside. The occupants of the vehicle were new to the area and at first couldn't provide specific directions until one of the passengers escaped and located a mile marker and relayed the information to deputies. Deputies arrived on scene, but the driver, 40-year-old Brandy Hammond, and the other passenger, 35-year-old Daniel Hammond, were still trapped inside. Brandy Hammond was able to get out of the vehicle, but search and rescue were called to the scene to safely extract Daniel. Both Brandy and Daniel Hammond suffered minor injuries during the crash and were transported to Sutter Coast Hospital. Thursday afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were called to a residence on 6th Street in Alder Point after receiving a call regarding a victim who suffered a gunshot wound. Upon arrival, deputies located the male victim, 43-year-old Daryl Courtney Raven. Raven was dead when officers arrived and appeared to have suffered a gunshot wound to his head. Upon further investigation by deputies, it was determined that Raven's gunshot wound was self-inflicted and he took his own life. Congressman Jared Huffman visited Humboldt County today and took time to stop by the Azalea Hall in McKinleyville and to tour the U.S. Coast Guard Air Station Humboldt Base sector. Huffman met with the Six Rivers National Forest leadership and fire crews at Azalea Hall earlier this afternoon and discussed the upcoming fire season and the ongoing drought conditions in California. Afterwards, Huffman made his way to the Coast Guard Air Station, not only to tour the station, but to fly over the Samoa area and Trinidad. The search for 9 Yurok tribal baskets stolen from the Potawatomi Health Village in Arcata continues. Thieves broke into the health village and took the 9 baskets that were on loan from the tribe, baskets that are worth thousands of dollars. Officials at the health village have notified local pawn shops and are asking for the public's help to keep an eye out on social media sites for any indication of someone trying to sell them. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact authorities. The annual Kinetic Sculpture Race kicks off this weekend. Dan Squire has more.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and that means the siren that used to sit atop the downtown fire station in Arcata and sound the noon hour each day will get another day of use. That's because the siren was salvaged by the Kinetic Sculpture Race organizers and will be used to signal the start of the annual 42-mile all-terrain race from Arcata to Ferndale on Saturday morning. The racers on their human-powered contraptions will race across the sand of the beaches, float through Eureka using Humboldt Bay, cross the Clam River, and finish up in a sprint down Main Street in Ferndale. The race kicks off at noon on Saturday, and you'll know that because the noon siren in Arcata will sound once again.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With summer around the corner and the ongoing effects of the California drought expected to amplify, Governor Jerry Brown mandated that the state cuts back water usage by 25%. That 25% figure comes from the average water use from July through September of last year, and despite sending a letter that Humboldt County should be exempt from these water restrictions, the county still has to abide by the measures, as Dave Hole with the Humboldt Community Services District explains.
And it's based on a July through September 2014 average water use, and that puts us into an average per capita water use. That puts us into a different tier. So that's where you get, Arcata, I believe, is required to do an 8% reduction. We're actually at 24%, and the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District's actually at 28%.
Hull went on to explain that with the new imposed measures by the state, it will cost the services district money.
The state came up with these prohibitions that we've had to adopt, which are water conservation measures. And so if you don't water your lawn as often and this kind of thing, you know, you're going to be saving water down the road. But at the same time, you know, that's got a cost to the district and our cost to all of us that provide water. You know, we're in the business of selling water. And so when we're not selling water, we got to cut back. Then where's that revenue come from?
Humboldt County is not as affected by the drought as some other areas of the state, but the county has at least 3 years of water stored away. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.